Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A silver lining from those of us here in Minnesota watching the game, it was that Max Williams didn't just play for the Cardinals. He played very well for the Cardinals again, and he hasn't just made it in the NFL. He's made it for a long period of time now in the NFL, and he joins us now. Max, congratulations on a great win and a great game.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell me about that. Going in to play against the Minnesota Vikings, what is that like for someone that grew up here?
You know, for me, honestly, I wasn't looking at it like that. It was one of those games where we had to win that game to be 2-0 and start the season we wanted to, and that's the way I treated it, and that's kind of how it worked out for us.
You caught a tip ball for a 37-yard gain in the midst of it. It looked like, you know, maybe there's a deflection. All of a sudden, how'd you end up with the ball? And I tried to look at the video today to try to figure out how you ended up with the ball. How did you end up with that ball?
Right place at the right time, in my opinion. You know, it was one of those plays where Kyler tried to check it down. It got tipped twice, and I just happened to be right there, perfect, right where it was going to land. So right place, right time, and I tried to make the most of my opportunity.
And that's life in the NFL. Take us through it, because you're now a veteran in this league. You got tenure. You got your pension being fortified, as they say. What was it like when you first got into the league versus where you're at right now with it? And what's it feel like once you've been there for a while and you really understand the league?
You know what it is? I think every year you just try to get a little bit smarter and you try to become a little bit more a student of the game. Now that I've been in for now, this is my seventh year, it's one of those I'm trying to really take the opportunity to really learn the game of football to try to better myself. If you really can understand what's going on throughout the game with defenses and how they play and really learn how to watch film, it really helps slow the whole game down entirely.
So, like yesterday, the Vikings, now that it's over, you can talk about it. Well, I mean, are you looking at what you studied all week on the video, and do they give you those looks? So how does that work when you approach the line of scrimmage?
You know what it is? It changes every week. That's the problem. So it's one of those, a lot of that comes down to Kyler and what we're going to run and all that stuff. But each week, every defense gives you so many different looks and stuff. It takes so much that you can't compare one game to the next.
You mentioned Kyler, and this is something special to watch him play. And it's the old saying, you better be ready, because he's not quite sure what he's going to do next. He's just going to try to find the open man and buy some time until he can sometimes. And, of course, Rondale Moore, the 77-yarder yesterday. What's it like to play with him, and what were your first impressions of him the first time that you were on a field with him?
You know, Kyler has just become such a leader of our team. He really has this year. And I was telling everyone since yesterday in week one, just the plays watching him on the field where he's running around, just somehow finds someone open for a big play. I mean, I think I'm just excited as all the fans. I'm just thinking to myself, like, dang, how did he just do all that? But him, from his rookie year until now, it's just impressive the things he can do throwing the ball. And just his athletic ability and the way he plays the game, his competitiveness, it's fun to watch.
What's he like in the huddle?
You know, he's pretty calm, actually. He likes to take his time. He likes to, hey, one play at a time. We know we got this. All we can do is hurt ourselves, so let's just take this one play at a time and see what this drive can do.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy you're going to meet that plays that position. Can you explain how he overcomes that, aside from just quickness? There's got to be a belief or a confidence or an it factor there.
You know, I think it's just him being a competitor. He's a guy that's going out there to win, plain and simple.
Yeah, and he does. When you play with someone like that, and then you see Rondale Moore come, I don't know if you guys have had, you know, he had a good game last year against the Gophers. They end up losing it, but you're both from the Big Ten. What has he added to your attack?
I mean, I think what you saw yesterday is what he's capable of, and I think the sky's the limit for someone like Rondale. I mean, he's explosive, he's quick, he's twitchy, he's just a fun player to see out there on the field, too, to run around. I think our whole offense is. I mean, I've been fortunate to play with these guys now, and it's just fun. Every single day, going to work, being around this team, it's just, I'm having a fun year.
Max Williams is our guest. Larry Fitzgerald Jr., of course, is another Minnesotan receiver that grew up here and is a legend down there in Arizona. What did you take from him?
You know, I think just, you look how Larry went about his day. The way he was a pro about football, the way he truly cared about the game and cared about his teammates, the way he was a leader was, he knew everyone's name on the team. Didn't matter if you were drafted or not drafted. It didn't matter who you were. If you were his teammate, he loved you like everyone else. So, I mean, it's awesome seeing someone who played for so long and was so great still be that humble and care that much about his teammates.
Now, you have an advantage, obviously, that we've talked about before, and that's that your father played in the NFL for a long period of time for the New York Giants. What has that meant to you from a mentor standpoint that, you know, he can see the things that we don't all see? He can see, oh, you know, maybe this week they didn't play him in a certain package, and he knows how that might affect you. What is that like to have his counsel?
You know what? He's just more there to be in my corner. He understands the amount of stress and the amount of everything that goes into this game, and he understands that nobody's perfect. So it's almost nice just to rely on him to turn when things aren't going so good my way, and just to keep me humble and keep my head level, as in, you know what, you put the work in, good things will happen, and they will come. And that's the way I've treated it, and he's always told me take everything one day at a time, and that's how I've gone about my whole 7 years so far.
Now, when you were playing quarterback at Waconia High School back in the day, were you thinking NFL tight end? Did you know you'd play tight end in college for sure?
You know, when I think back on it, I think my only dream was to make the NFL. I had no idea what I was going to be or what I was going to make it. My whole life, all I wanted was this, and it's worked out so far, and I'm fortunate to still be playing. And I, every day I look at work as just a thing I love to do.
How much fun is it to have fans in the stands?
Oh, my gosh, that place was so much fun. Even on these away games now, just having the fans back in the stands makes it so much more fun to play with those atmospheres and how it turns into so much fun.
My guess would be yesterday, I picked up a little bit on it, but those Viking fans travel pretty well when they play in Arizona because a lot of people live there year-round.
Yeah, I mean, it was loud. I can't imagine how loud those Vikings games are going to be over in Minnesota now with all being full and stuff. So I'm excited for this whole season, having the fans back for everyone.
Now, your Gopher team beat Colorado 30-0. They stuttered out of the gate against Ohio State. How much do you watch them? How much are you able to pay attention and keep up with them?
I watch every game I can. Sometimes I don't get the games down here in Arizona, but if I can't get them, I know I'm always following them, and I care. I mean, I love it. I'm from Minnesota. I love the Gophers. I played there. My whole family's been there. I mean, I follow those guys pretty closely.
Yeah, I'll never forget that day in Orlando. Of course, your last game with the Gophers before you opted out for the NFL draft, you're playing Missouri, and you had the famous hurdle play. And, not that you can think about it that quickly, but we knew you were on the cusp of probably an NFL career, and you put yourself in jeopardy at that point in time. It all worked out. Did you look back at that play ever and say, whoa?
You know, I always find myself just looking at it one day at a time. I know whenever I'm done playing this game, wherever it is, and whenever I'm fortunate enough to get done playing, I'm going to look back on my whole career, college and pros and everything, and that's when I'm really going to reflect on everything.
Yeah, lots of good things, and Coach Kill was a big part of it as well, wasn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Coach Kill was a huge part of it. Even when I left for the draft, everything, he's been person in my corner no matter what. He's always had my back, and I couldn't say more great things about Coach Kill.
Well, you guys are off to, watching yesterday, a great start. Of course, it looks like it could be a pretty special season down there, and it's fun to see you in the middle of it. Max, I look forward to seeing you in the off season at some point in time, but congratulations on a great game.
Thank you so much, and it's always great talking to you.
You bet. Max Williams from Waconia High School to the University of Minnesota to Baltimore and now with Arizona.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.